Thank you. It's a joy to be with you once again this afternoon.
谢谢，很高兴在今天下午又能跟大家在一起。
And to see so many familiar and smiling faces.
啊，看到大家熟悉的面孔，也看到大家高兴的面孔。
And although we don't have any apparently any first-time visitors with us today,
虽然今天我们没有新来的朋友
，I think we do have some visitors all the way from Panama.
啊，我们确实有这个有从巴拿马来的朋友。
And so it's an honor to receive brother and sister Fenghui with us today.
啊，我们很高兴我们能看到洪长老跟我们一起。
And as someone who has a heart for missions, I stand in honor of your brother and thank you, dear sister, as well for your life of service.
啊，如果你像我一样有着是做传教的，那么就请允许我向你们表示尊敬。
People like these dear brothers and sisters are an inspiration to me.
啊，像这样的兄弟姐妹对我来说是一个鼓励。
And it's an honor to have you with us today.
今天你跟我们在一起，我们非常的高兴。
As I look around, I see that many of you are wearing eyeglasses.
当我看到四周的时候，我注意到有很多人跟我一样戴眼镜。
And I'm sure there's others of you I can't tell who have contact lenses.
所以，
当我再回去的，你们可能会有同样的感受。Where you're going to the optometrist, to the eye doctor.
你去看这个眼科的医生。
And you can see just fine.
你可以什么都能看见。
And And suddenly, what was blurred once again becomes clear.
那么突然的，你可原来看不清的，马上就能看清了。
So you read T Z F W.
所以你能读清的那些字母。
Well, many of you, I can tell by your reactions, are familiar with that experience.
我可以从你的表情中可以看到你们有同样的经历。
But you know, the Christian life as well as ministry can be just like that.
你知道我们基督徒的生命就像有时候就常常像刚才叙述的那样。
We go through times of victory.
我们有时候我们会有得胜的生活。
And we can clearly see God at work in our lives.
我们在生命中可以很清楚地看到神在我们中间的工作。
And in our churches and ministries.
在我们教会的这个侍奉中当中。
But there are also times of despair that come along in life.
但是有的时候在我们的生命中会看到一些不是那样。
When our vision of God gets blurred,
我们对上帝的印象是模糊的。
And we need to have our vision recalibrated.
那个时候我们就需要我们的这个视力需要去增强。
So that we once again have a clear vision of the Lord, of God Himself.
这样我们能够再一次的将这个我们的主的这个形象能看得更清楚。
This is exactly what we want to see this afternoon in the life and ministry of the Old Testament prophet Elijah.
这就是我们下午要看到的关于这个先知伊利亚的故事。
when we read about in 1 Kings chapter 17 through 1 Kings chapter 19.
当我们读这个列王记上的第十七章到第十九章。
And as we look at the life and ministry of Elijah,
当我们看到这个先知以利亚的生命和他的侍奉的时候,
we first see a man of faith with a clear vision of God.
我们首先看到他有一个很清楚对神有个很清楚的一个使命。
Who suddenly becomes a man of fear with a broad vision of God.
那么他突然的就变成这个他的对神是有模糊的, 然后他也很害怕。
And then finally a man of hope.
最后是一个有希望的人。
As he has his vision of God restored.
那么他的对神的这个视力就恢复。
Now, when we first meet Elijah, as I mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 17,
那么我们可以从这个17章, 我们首先看到对伊利亚的叙述,
we find a man of faith with a clear vision of God.
我们看到伊利亚对神有信心，他对神的印象也是非常的清晰。
In 1 Kings 17, verse 1,
Elijah faithfully and courageously confronts King Ahab. 那么在第十七章的第一节这里说到，伊利亚很勇敢的跟这个亚哈王对，因为他是带着对神的忠诚。
And he prophesies a drought that's going to lead to 3.5 years of famine in the land.
他就是他预言这个以色列将三年半不下雨。
As you can imagine, this didn't make Elijah very popular with King Ahab.
那你可以想象到，在这个亚哈王的心中， 他对这个伊利亚的预言肯定很不高兴。
But as Elijah trusts in God, he begins to experience God in some dramatic ways.
但是伊利亚相信神，所以在他当他信任的时候，他的生命中就有很奇妙的经历。
He has to spend some time in the wilderness because Ahab's angry with him.
那么由于这个亚哈王对他很生气，他需要在旷野生活一段时间。
And yet God provides for food for him during this time of famine.
那么在这段困难的时期，神为他准备了食物。
He has ravens bring food.
那么他让那个乌鸦给他叼来肉。
I'm not sure I would enjoy that diet for a long period of time. But the point is that God provides for his needs.
但是这里的这个重点是说神为我们预备。
And he leads him to brooks, to streams of water.
他也把他带到这个小溪能找到水。
And then in a miraculous way, God continues to provide for a widow who has sat at
Matthew. 一个寡妇来给他提供。
And Elijah learns more and more to rely, to trust in the Lord.
所以伊利亚就学到越来越依赖神。
And as he does this, as he looks to the Lord, he begins to experience God in even more spectacular ways.
当他仰望的时候，他就会更多的看到神在他身上奇妙的作为。
So at the end of chapter 17, when the widow's son dies,
所以当实际上的最后说，那个寡妇的儿子死了，
Elijah prays for him.
伊利亚为他祷告。
And this boy is restored to life.
那个小孩子就神奇地恢复了生命。
And of course, the most spectacular way that he experiences God comes in chapter 18.
当然是他最奇妙的事情就是在这个18章的故事。
And here Elijah experiences a great victory over the prophets of Baal, over Ahab.
那么在这个过程中，我们可以看到伊利亚经历了就是神的大能，在跟这个巴利的这些先知比较。
He challenges the people of the land.
那么他向这个是这个当地的人发挑战。
And he says, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions?"
他说你们。你们这些人在两种不同的这个观念中，你们还要有多久呢？
If the Lord is God, follow him.
如果耶和华是神，你们应当跟从他。
If Baal is God, follow him.
如果巴利是神，你们就跟从巴利。
But he says, let's see now who the one true God is.
但是我们现在就看究竟谁是神，真正的神。
You know the story.
你们可能知道这个故事。
And so the prophets of Baal, 450, they cry out, they cut themselves, and they ask for Baal to consume their offering.
所以你们知道那故事，就是有450个巴利的先知，他们在那儿跳来跳去，就是想去证明是这个要巴利他们的那个神接受他们的献祭。
And nothing takes place.
但是什么都没有发生。
And then Elijah builds an altar.
然后伊利亚就建了一个祭坛。
He even douses that altar several times over with water.
即使这个当时有几次有这个有水在那里。
And in the passage we just read, he prays to the Lord, and that offering is consumed with fire.
那么他就跟神祷告，然后他的那些祭物就被神的火给烧掉。
The prophets of Baal gathered and put to death.
那些巴利的先知们就被抓起来被杀掉。
And Elijah experiences a great victory in his ministry as a prophet.
所以伊利亚在他的先知的这个使命中就经历了一个伟大的胜利。
But then, brothers and sisters, everything suddenly changes.
但是兄弟姐妹们这里的情况是突然又发生了改变。
And we come to First Kings chapter 19.
我们就读这个十九章。
And we read these words.
我们读下列一段话。
In First Kings 19 verses 1 to 6.
那么就是在这个列王记上的十九章，从第一节到第六节。
Now Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and had him killed all the prophets with the sword. Now Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "Serve the gods done to me, and even if I have not made your life as the life of one of them that tomorrow about this time." He was afraid.And he rose and ran for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. And he himself had a great journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. And said, "It is enough now, and I will take my life, for I am not better than my fathers."And he sat down on a juniper tree, and heard there was an angel touching him. And he said to him, "Arise, eat." And he looked up his hand, and he was on his head, a pancake, with hot stones and a dry ground, so he ate and drank, and he lay down again.
亚哈将伊利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉了耶西别，耶西别就差遣人去见伊利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这时候，我若不是你的生命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于你与我。伊利亚见这光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了，有一个天使拍他说：起来吃吧。他观看见头旁边有一瓶水与炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。
This great man of God,
这在神面前是一个伟大的人。
A prophet,
他是一个先知。
who had just experienced a great victory in his ministry.
那么刚刚在他刚刚接经历了他的使命中一个伟大的胜利。
Who saw God so clearly?
他很清楚地看到神。
Now has his vision blurred.
但是现在他的这个视力却是模糊的。
And instead of looking to the Lord in faith, he fears.
那么他没有用他的信心来看神，他却很害怕。
When he's there threatened by Jezebel, King Ahab's wife.
当他被亚哈王的王后耶西别威胁的时候，他害怕。
He fears and he flees for his life.
那么他害怕，他就赶快去逃命。
And brothers and sisters, fear is always the opposite of faith.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，这个惧怕通常是这个信心的对立面。
And fear in turn leads to despair.
啊，那么这个惧怕常常会带来惊慌。
To the point where Elijah becomes suicidal.
那么这里说他都说他要死了，他想自杀。
A day earlier, he experiences God in a spectacular way.
即使在前一天，那么他经历了他那个伟大的胜利。
And now he says, I just want to die, just take my life.
这时候他却说，罢了，求你取我的性命，我不想活了。
This teaches us a vital truth.It's so important to us in the Christian life and in ministry.
这就像我们证明在我们的生命中有一个非常重要的事实。
And the truth is this, that in the Christian life, our worst defeats often come after our greatest victories.
这个事实就是当你经历了一个胜利的时候，你可能还会有更坏的击败、失败。
Our worst defeats often comeRight after our greatest victories.
我们最残酷的失败可能是经历了一个最大的胜利之后。
Why is that?
为什么？
When spiritual defeat comes when you lose sight of God.
你在这个灵上的失败常常源自于你的这个对神的视力的模糊。
When your vision of God gets blurred.
当你对神的视力模糊的时候
，And you know, brothers and sisters, this can often happen. This especially happens when God looks for some
particular way. 在神在用固定的方式在工作的时候，有时候就会出现这种情况。
What happens?
那么发生了什么情况呢？
Instead of looking to the Lord, we now begin to look in the way in which He worked.
那我们不是说在注视看神，而是注视去怎么去通过那个步骤去看神。
It's a subtle shift.
这是一个很关键的一个转变。
But our vision moves from God Himself.
我们的这个视力从这个神本身。
To the way in which He worked,
to 转向神工作的方式。
Instead of looking to God, we will focus on what He's done in a particular place at a certain time.
不是看神本人，而是说看神用特定的方法，还是做了什么事情在我们身上。
And we begin to expect, even demand, that God always work in that way.
甚至我们会期待着神总是那样的做。
And this can blur our vision of God.
这就是让我们的视对神的视力会模糊。
Because we're now no longer looking to Him, instead we're looking at how He has worked.
不是我们把我们的眼睛注视在神本身的身上。而是注视在神怎么去完成这些工作的。
This blurred vision can lead to fear.
那么这些模糊的印象可以让我们惧怕。
And defeat and failure in our lives.
也可以让我们的生命有失败。
Now I want you to notice what happens next, and this is really the point of the message this afternoon.
那我让我想让大家继续的观读下面的，因为这就是我们下午所主要的。
I want you to notice now how God responds to His people when they fail.
我想让大家注意到神要当我们失败的时候是怎么想让我们回应。
Let's read verses 7-14.
我们就从第七节读到第十四节。
The angel of the Lord came again a second time, and he touched him, and said, "Arise, eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank. And when he stood for 40 days and 40 nights, to him the Lord of God. And he came to the cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, "Are you here, my angel?" And he said, "I have heard his voice from the Lord.
伊利亚听见就用外衣蒙上来，再出来站在洞口，有声音向他说，伊利亚，你在这里做什么？
How does God respond to his people when they fail?
那么神对失败的人他的反应是如何呢？
He doesn't abandon Elijah.
他没有抛弃伊利亚。
God pursues him.
神却是追寻着他。
And the angel touches him once again.
那么我们可以看到天使第二次的拍他。
And God will do the same for you.
那么对你，神也要做同样的事情。
He doesn't give up on us when we fail.
当我们失败的时候，神不会对我们灰心。
But he invites us to a place. He invites us into a relationship where we can have our vision restored.
那么他邀请我们。使得我们的对他的这个势力能够恢复。
And so we read in verse 8 that Elijah now takes a journey for 40 days and 40 nights.
那么这里我们看到伊利亚就走了40昼夜。
A journey from Beersheba where he was all the way to Mount Horeb.
那么就是从别示巴一直到何烈山。
Well, now, first of all, let me just point out the number 40 there is significant.
跟大家说为什么这里说是四十日。
Whenever you read that in the Bible, pay attention to it.
你每次读圣经的时候，你都要注意。
Because it's indicative of a time of testing and a time of learning.
因为这个数对对我们这个学习很非常重要。
And so Elijah now is taken on this journey because he has to have his vision recalibrated. He has to have his vision restored.
那么当这个伊利亚他的情况就是 他有这个视力的问题, 所以他需要他的视力恢复,
so that he learns once again to focus on the Lord.
这样呢, 他可以再次的学习, 把他的视力仰望在主身上,
and the Lord takes him from Beersheba all the way down into the
sea. 那么神把他从这个, 别士巴, 一直, 带到这个西乃山,
to Mount Horeb, to
we also refer to him as the mountain of the Lord.
To sing praise to the Lord.
那我很高兴就是, 我跟神, 赞美他。
There was a Chinese group there, and there was a Korean group there, and there was a group from another nationality there.
那里有, 有一组从, 中国来的, 有一组从朝鲜来的,
and,
韩国来的, 都在那里。
And as the sun came up, we all in our different languages sang praise to the Lord.
当这个早晨太阳出来的时候, 虽然不同的语言,
and this is the place where Elijah is now led by the Lord.
这也是就是伊利亚被神带向的地方.
It's that place where God first revealed himself in a powerful way to Moses and the nation of Israel.
这个地方也是神首先向这个摩西显示他的大能的时候。
Let's go back to the book of Exodus chapter 19 for just a moment.
我们现在就花了时间回到这个出埃及记的19章。
Let me just read a few verses for you. Exodus 19 verses 16 to 19.
那么十六节到十九节,
and listen to how God first revealed himself to Moses and the nation of Israel on this mountain.
我们就听斯卡姆斯读神怎么把他显现给摩西以及显现给以色列的其他民众.
And it came about on the third day when it was raining
And the smoke of the fire. 摩西率领百姓出营接迎接神都站在山下西乃全山冒烟因为耶和华在火中降雨山上山的烟气上腾如烧窑一般遍地大大的震动脚声渐渐的高而又高摩西就说话神有声音答应他.
And brothers and sisters, in our passage in 1 Kings 19, this is where Elijah is now standing.
弟兄姐妹们, 当我们看再回到看这个十九, 列王记上十九节的时候, 神把伊利亚就带到这个山上,
in this very place,
在同一个地方,
and yet something very different takes place.
但是, 不同的事却发生,
in this place where God previously revealed himself and was the
在这个山上他神把他显现给以色列人给摩西的时候 有号角有烟有地震
and there was a fire and there was an earthquake
就是有火有地震 那么伊利亚在这里站着
and verse 11 we read again and there was a great strong wind it was rolling the mountains and breaking in pieces the rocks but the Lord was not in the wind.
那么在这个十一节的时候，我们看到就是 有声音，有各种各样的这个现象发生，但是神不在其中。
After the earthquake,
当风过去以后有地震。
But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
但神不在其中。
After the earthquake, the fire.
那么在这个地震之后有火。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
但是神不在其中。
And after the fire,
那火之后
the sound of a gentle blowing.
那么就有这个脚声，脚的号声。
Do we understand what's taking place here?
我们明白发生了什么吗？
Elijah is learning that God is there when the Elijah works to some place.
那么以利亚在这里看到神比这里所发生的现象更重要更大。那么确实神有的时候会用这些现象给大家看。
But there are also times when God reveals himself as it's just this gentle breeze.
也有的时候神就用很温柔的和风来显现。
You see the message that Elijah needed to learn.
你可以看到在这些话语中伊利亚需要学习。
In order for his vision to be restored.
这样他的这个视力可以恢复。
Is that God is bigger.Than the way he works in some place at a certain time.
你可以看到神比起他所用的这个方法要更重要。
And we shouldn't expect God to always work in the same way, exactly the same way as he has in the past.
那么我们也不应当期待神总是用同一个的方法来工作。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be careful that we're not building our faith on the way God has worked at a certain time and place.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不应当把我们的信心建立在神在一个特定的时候他所用工作的方式。
Instead, our focus needs to be on the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
相反的，我们要把我们的注意力放在我们的主耶稣基督身上。
Sometimes I'm guilty of looking for fire and earthquakes and winds.
有的时候我们会去找这个火啊、风啊、地震呐、我常常为那个觉得羞愧。
We like that stuff.
我们喜欢看那些东西。
It makes for good missionary prayer letters.
他用那个写对这个传教的人可能更有这个说服力。
God can and does reveal himself to us in that way.
那神也确实可以用这种方法来显现他自己。
But often, God just comes in a still, gentle voice.
但是也有时候，神又用他很温柔，很柔的方式跟大家显现。
And he says, "Can you hear me now?"
那么他就简单说，你能听到我吗
？Can you see me now?
你能见到我吗
？Don't get all caught up with the way that I work at a certain time and place. Keep your vision on the Lord Himself.
所以不要把你的注意力放在神怎么工用一个固定的时候的工作方式，而是要把你的注意力放在神本人身上。
I believe this is a message for all of us here this morning, this afternoon.
我认为这就是神的信息对我们这每一个人都是这样讲的。
Some of you may be at a place in your life where you're experiencing great victory.
可能你们中间的有的人刚刚经历在你们的生命中经历很伟大的成就。
And you may even be seeing God work in some spectacular ways.
你可能在一些地方能看到神奇妙的作为。
And that's great.
那非常的好。
Make sure you keep your eyes focused on the Lord and not just the ways in which He's working.
但是你要把你的眼睛定定的 在神身上，而不是说他怎么样具体的工作的方法。
Others of us here this afternoon may have failed, and we might feel defeated.
啊，也许有的人啊会啊经历了这个失败。
And I want you to know that the Lord has not given up on you.
那我想让大家知道，就是神对你没有放弃。
That He's pursuing you.
他依然在追寻着你。
But He desires to use you to advance His kingdom in this world.
那么他的愿望就是想利用我们每一个人在他的这个 国度里。
And I'm praying for you that you'll feel the touch of an angel.
那我会祷告，为你们祷告啊，就像这伊利亚一样，用他神用他的这个天使来拍我们。
And you'll get up.
你会站起来。
And do the next right thing.
在下一次就做正确的事情。
And allow the Lord to recalibrate your vision.
啊，这样让神来改正我们的这个视力。
And that you'll follow Him once again.
那么我们可以更进一步的跟随他。
Wherever you find yourself this morning, or this afternoon.
这今天下午，你发现你自己在哪个地步
？Let's.Once again, lift our eyes to the Lord.
再一次的，我们把我们的眼。
Let's focus on Him.
我们的眼注视在耶稣基督身上。
And let's allow Him to be who He is.
我们让他成为他本来应该曾有的样子。
Our Savior and our Lord.
他是我们的救主，他是我们的主。
Let's allow Him to reign in our lives.
让他来。管统治我们的生命
and to work through us
啊，借我们工作
whether that's in dramatic ways
不管是有那个奇妙的效果
whether that's in simple ways that maybe no one will ever be aware of
或者是用普通的方法也许没有人会注意
let's allow him to work how he pleases
但是我们让他通过我们工作
To accomplish His purposes,
能完成他在我们身上所要做的
in us and through us,
那在我们中间，通过我们
and may the Lord add His blessing to His word to us today.
那么就让神用这些话语来祝福我们
Amen.
Amen.